For WKU Public Radio, I'm Barbara Deeb. A hospital in Henderson, Kentucky is reviving a tradition likely to make many people feel better, not just in theory, but in actual medical terms. Methodist Hospital has a nurse practitioner who makes house calls. Rhonda Miller rode along with her to visit patients in rural Kentucky.
Dogs don't usually announce the start of a medical appointment, but this is a typical greeting for nurse practitioner Crystal Buchanan when she makes a house call to see Susan Turner in the community of Cairo in Henderson County.
Susan? Where are you?
Buchanan finds 63-year-old Turner sitting in a wheelchair at the kitchen sink, washing dishes.
You sound like you don't feel good.
I'm just tired.
Yeah. I'm going to get your blood pressure and stuff, okay?
Turner says she has COPD, is on oxygen 24/7, and has congestive heart failure.
Yeah, I don't know what I'd do without Miss Crystal here. She's a sweet lady. I'm not able to go to the doctor like I want to, you know, so this is just God sent to me.
Buchanan says she's been coming to treat Turner at home for the past few months.
She hasn't been to the hospital since I've been coming, have you? That's a huge deal because she was in the hospital all the time with her breathing and stuff. So I can come out and give her antibiotics if she needs them, steroid shots if she needs them.
At Methodist Hospital in Henderson, care coordinator Tiffany Allison arranges for follow-up treatment after patients are discharged from the hospital. Allison says the Methodist at Home program began in May to meet patient needs.
We found that patients are having a hard time getting transport. A lot of them aren't driving, and a lot of them just physically can't get out. So, and even if they have family, it's just too much to get them out.
Amy Scales is clinical manager for Methodist Hospital's Physicians Group and oversees the home visiting program.
We have many patients that end up with frequent hospitalizations because they just can't get to the doctor's office, and their conditions decline, and then they end up as an inpatient in the hospital. So instead of that, we want to be able to reach them at their home and treat them just as if they were in one of our physician clinics.
Buchanan works at the Methodist Hospital Clinic in Sebree in Webster County 3 days a week. She says one day a week she treats patients in their homes.
When they come into the office, you don't realize what kind of home environment they live in or what kind of dangers they might have or lack of food or shelter or heat. So I think it just kind of gives you a better chance to meet their needs.
One of the regular home visits Buchanan makes is in Morganfield in Union County to see Tom and Phyllis Antonini. Tom is 71. He was a minor, has black lung, and COPD. He says they're on a tight budget. It's a 20-mile drive to Henderson to go to the doctor, and the cost of gas adds up. So he appreciates the home visits for him and his wife.
Oh, I think it's great. If you're like us and just can't afford to take off and what have you, why, where else can you get medical treatment and not have to leave home?
Phyllis Antonini is 69, had several brain surgeries and a stroke. She says Buchanan takes the time necessary to check out all of her concerns.
Well, she boosts my spirits, and she does more than any doctor or nurse. You go to the doctor's office, they listen to your heart, and you're done, out the door.
Phyllis Antonini says a home visit from Buchanan has more healing benefits than just the medical details.
Well, she has compassion, and she's like what the Reverend Billy Graham says. She has a warm heart and a listening ear, and a lot of them don't have it anymore.
After the home visit with Tom and Phyllis Antonini, Buchanan heads back out on the road. She often drives 100 miles a day to see 4 or 5 patients in rural communities, bringing them medical treatment, along with her warm heart and listening ear. For WKU Public Radio, I'm Rhonda Miller.